Live.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up absolutely anything that might happen to be on your mind, whether it be something personal, something in the political realm. We're here to talk to you about whatever it is that you want. It's Ian here with you tonight.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And it's a little unusual to have Johnson in the studio on a Tuesday night, because it's normally considered that we have him in here only on Monday nights. Now, the reason you're here, Johnson, tonight...
You know you love me.
Absolutely, we enjoy having you here.
I don't.
Son of a bitch.
He's mean to me every time he comes in. God!
I'm not mean, I just... I'm a dissenting point of view.
that's for sure.
You just don't like it because Ian has extra power when I'm around, because I agree with him.
All the time.
Not all the time. Not all the time. I think there was something I was disagreeing
with. It's like Ian and his big mean brother.
So anyway, man, what you got in a car accident today?
I did. I got swatted from behind. Somebody wasn't paying attention, and I was stopped at a stoplight, and they hit me from behind.
Right.
And I wasn't sure whether I was going to be able to make it tonight. I had to go to the doctor's office and all that stuff, and so...
You sound just as peppy as usual. I mean, you were concerned that you were kind of whacked out of your mind because of the car accident.
I, for a time there, I was. And to prove it, I left my laptop at a restaurant today.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Well, with a name like Manwich, you know, you always got to take it from behind.
Oh, jeez.
Really get it.
All right.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org. You know, if you care about liberty, this really is it. This is the only chance for it to make it, in my opinion.
The Free State Project, again, at freestateproject.org. And don't forget, you can also log on to our website at freetalklive.com and get interactive with us on the bulletin board system. We've got thousands of posts for you to surf through. Hundreds of different people are interacting with one another there at freetalklive.com, plus all the other great free features. Everything on that website is absolutely free on the house. So log on. Again, we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. Plenty of time for you to get on the lines and bring up whatever you want. Again, 1-800-259-9231. Going to start with something lightweight, I think, tonight.
Okay.
Although there's definitely some big issues tied into it, I think. Or at least a very large issue. Johnson walked in with the same story. I'll let you do it since you brought it up.
All right. Well, I just think it was interesting also because, you know, we do bad cop stories here every once in a while. Well, why not take that up a notch? You know, start it in with the justice system, because they're just as corrupt.
Sure. I mean, prosecutors and attorneys general, those people.
Yeah, or the Florida senior assistant state attorney general here. He was hit with pepper spray and mugged after he called an escort service to a hotel, according to the... Assistant Attorney General John Rimes was beaten and robbed of about $500 on Thursday while staying at the Hilton Tampa Airport West Shore, according to a Tampa police report released on Monday.
Why would he call the cops after getting hit with pepper spray?
I mean,
he
didn't call the cops.
Too.
He didn't call the cops. It says who called the cops later on.
Okay.
It says the police report states that two women arrived at Rimes Hotel late Thursday after he called an escort service for female companionship. Police said Rimes had $200, but the women told them he needed more. He went to an ATM and withdrew $300. After Rimes returned, someone knocked on his hotel room door, and Rimes saw a well-dressed man through the peephole and opened the door, police said. That's when the man used pepper spray on Rimes, beat him, and took the money, police said. The women left, and the guests who were affected by the spray called security.
Ah.
And so,
and then he got found out.
So Attorney General Charlie Crist said he will ask the Inspector General of his office to look into the incident.
Old Charlie Crist acting like he's never done anything wrong in his entire life. I hate that dude.
He's such a scumbag. He is just the ultimate thug, basically. Here in the state of Florida, where we're originating this show from, He was the man who was basically going around the state, grandstanding after all of the hurricanes hit here, and talking about how he's going to lay down the law on these businesses that are gouging consumers, and he's big and
using
tough.
The free market.
Ugh. Right.
You know, the local officials around here, and you could stop me if I get a little too detailed, but I was watching the news, the local news this morning, and I see, first of all, the first thing I see, and I just get angry, is I see, you know, Catherine Harris considering running again for, Senate in 2006.
Okay. Well, she's a senator right now, isn't she?
No, she's...
Didn't she win the U.S. Senate seat? Isn't that what she ran
for? She's a representative. Isn't
she still a representative? Okay. Showing you how much I pay attention.
Yeah. So I think she's running for Senate.
If there's not a libertarian in the race, I just don't care. Yeah.
So there's that. There's, you know, that whole ridiculousness. And, I mean, she should be in jail. Prison.
Well, everyone, most all of the people in Washington, D.C. that are elected officials should be in prison.
Her in particular, though, because of the blatantness of what she did, you know, with the whole election and disenfranchising that many people and just being... It just was ridiculous, that whole thing.
Well, violating the Constitution should land your ass in prison, if not out of office.
Exactly. But then also I heard a story about, and this is the part that I think is a little bit less, but Carly Brucia's mother is just crying all over the place, all over the media. I don't know what... You know,
she
what
got picked up for prostitution not too long ago, didn't she?
Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of stuff. I mean, I don't know what's going on with that, but it's like, what, is she just back at it, and she's just going to try it back at it every year to try and just milk more money out of it? I mean, I don't really know.
What is she crying about?
She's just, you know, oh, it's so awful, and my daughter and I remember it. And she was, like, walking through some sort of garden, like, memorial.
Is it, like,
garden.
The one-year anniversary now? Is that why they're reporting on her?
Yes, today.
Oh, okay, all right. So let's recap then for those of you who've completely forgotten who this little girl is. You probably heard about it last year, you know, since you live in, obviously this is a nationwide, worldwide radio show, so if the first you've heard of the case, about a year ago today, here in the area where we do this show from, there was a little, like, 11-year-old girl who was abducted and murdered and probably raped as well, and
actually, from what it all seemed, I don't think she was raped. It was just a vengeance killing to teach the parents a lesson. From what all the coverage
Sick.
Said.
Well, there hasn't been really much in regards to the trial that has come out yet, has there?
Not much.
Not much.
But that's what I've.
They basically the guys they've gotten beaten a confession out of them.
Well, so they got a dude and they caught a guy on videotape. Allegedly abducting this little girl, right? And so that's why
definitely on videotape.
That's why it even made news nationwide. I mean, it did make nationwide news.
Sure, pictures like that, they sell too many newspapers, and you know, people love to watch that on the cable. So
yeah, it was repeated over and over again. And actually, this is the show.
They were repeating it again this morning.
Since we're in the area here, this is the only show where the real allegations started coming out about this family and what they were involved in. I think we were really the only organization, not that we're a news organization. I mean, we took rumors live on the air, so I'm not saying that any of this stuff is fact, but I mean, we heard everything.
People that supposedly knew the family.
Right. I mean, we heard everything from, you know, this woman was a heavy drug user to the fact that her husband or boyfriend was a cocaine dealer in town. And if you don't think that this abduction killing had anything to do with their use and possibly dealing of cocaine, you're fooling yourself. So that's definitely, in my opinion, what was going on there. I mean, because I've actually heard it. Not only did I hear it on the air, I actually heard it from individuals on a person-to-person basis, just people that I know around the area who had some things to say about it. And just a real sick, sad story. And then this woman, her mother, she, like, a couple months back, got picked up for prostitution. She tried to sell herself to a couple cops.
Oh, jeez.
Now she's going around on Montel and going to local news sources, and I think she's out for money again, trying
of
to
course
get
she is.
You know, more donations.
Because she snorts it all up her nose. 800-259, allegedly. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. Anything goes.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control, bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got dozens of women on there who have sent us their pictures. They're proud that they listen to the show. We're proud they listen to the show. We want to show them off. That's the point of the Shrine. So be sure you check that out at freetalklive.com. Let's go right to the phones, though. Jason in San Diego, you're on Free Talk Live, Jason.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Is this Jason the Communist?
Yes, this is.
All right, what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, you know, you guys like to talk about free markets. And I just want to point out that You know, the government controls trillions of dollars. They make more millionaires than any institution in America. In fact,
excuse me, I'm sorry. How does the government make millionaires?
Well, you know, people invest in, say, a defense company, and then we go to war, right? And then since the United States is buying up all of this defense company's products, their stock goes up.
Yeah, that's why we need to. That's why we need to abolish the military.
That's why we need to abolish the military. That's why. That's what you really think that we can get away with. Abolishing the military and you and keeping the same type of lifestyle that you have?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
What, are you a big fan of the military, Jason?
I can't say that I believe in the amount of defense spending that this nation, you know, does.
But you think you know the right amount that they should spend, is that right?
Well, I think that the point that I'm making is
if you
that
were in charge,
there is
we'd
no
have a
free
good
market
military.
And that... that it's really the government that's making and breaking people in this country because they literally control the money, right? I mean, our money says, you know, alludes to our government, does it not? Isn't it something that
so,
is defined by our Constitution?
Wait, you're arguing for freedom. You're arguing for getting rid of the government in free trade. I mean,
no,
that
I'm just pointing out that there
you're
is
absolutely
no
right.
Thing
we don't
free
have
trade.
You're absolutely right. We don't have free trade right now. You are making the same mistake that the caller made last night, the difference between free trade and fair trade.
Well, I don't think so. You want to try and shoehorn me into that argument. What I'm saying is that it's really the government that controls, you know, our money and also
right.
controls the tax dollars. And so they're the biggest entity.
That's why we need to get the
stop.
That's why we need to get the government out of the money business.
And the other thing is, too, is that this has been historically true. I mean, the way in which people have made money is usually through might makes right, like conquering a country
what?
Or something, you know. Like
no, sir. No, the reason the way people make money is by making customers happy so they come back and buy products again and again or buy services
which
again.
Which country
and again.
Did Walmart invade?
I would think about, you know, what about Alexander the Great? We just had, you know, this movie.
Why don't you dodge the question?
And, well, no, to me it seems that, you know, more money has been made through basically, you know, stealing it. You know, just now by conquering another
stealing
country.
Things.
And it's ever been made in this fanciful way.
See, that's the thing that communists don't understand about creating wealth. You don't create wealth or make money, as you put it, by stealing. You can gain some cash by stealing it, but it doesn't do anything to enhance the economy. It doesn't do anything to create any more wealth for anybody. It just transfers it.
No,
which is what you want to do with your communist lifestyle. You want to take all of our money and give it to somebody else or give it to the people that you think deserve it, and that's stealing too.
No, that's not what communists want to do.
Oh,
communists
right?
realize is that wealth is made through labor, and it's really the workers that create wealth. It's the people that are manning, you know, the machine tools, the people that are putting the cars together.
They're definitely
you know,
part
the
of the process.
The people that are working the assembly lines that create wealth in this country.
Jason, I agree
okay.
with that statement.
And,
Jason, I want you to know I agree with what you just said, that they're definitely part of it, absolutely.
No, that's how it's created. They're not part of it. That's,
well, those people wouldn't have assembly line jobs if it wasn't for the investors with the money behind the company.
What about artists?
No, I would think that, if anything, in the intellectual department that would have any sort of responsibility with this would be engineers. You know, they're the people that come up with the ideas. But still, though, their ideas are nothing without the worker, the person that actually, you know, makes the thing real. You know, and that's what, you know...
What about artists?
Jason, question for you.
What about artists?
They make stuff. Yes. They make, you know, things. You know, they make, you know, valuable things to other people sometimes.
Sometimes.
I'm not saying that it's all the time, but it's definitely some of the time that artists
what about
create something that's considered
advertising
valuable
executives.
To somebody else.
What about advertising executives, the people that make the commercials that sell the products?
They make no wealth at all.
Wait, they get the wealth made. You can't make cars and have them just sit in a lot in Michigan and make any money on them. That is not creating wealth.
The point that I want to bring up is...
No. Advertising has nothing to do with creating wealth. Creating wealth comes directly from labor, from people working in assembly line, putting
business
things together.
Business is moving money from place to place. Now, the car that is made or the product that is produced is only a means in order to get the money to come to you.
The point that I wanted to make is that, for example, I'm a photographer. I work in photography, and the actual worth of a print, an image that gets created, is probably about 10 cents. You know, you print some ink on some paper. Now, that print that can be produced for, you know, between a nickel and a dime can sell for about $500, $800, depending on, you know, depending on who the client is, what the image is of. And so value is created by worth. And that worth is determined
by market. No, value is
just
purely a psychological thing. It's whatever, you know, I mean, it's even commonly said, whatever the market will bear.
Exactly.
That's, it's a psychological thing that you're talking about.
Those workers could be
something
that's worthless.
No, what I'm saying is that real wealth is things that are created. It's the artifacts of the world. It's the things that, that people make. That's
okay,
what real
so
wealth
what,
is.
Jason?
And, you know, and that's commonly what, you know, Marxists,
real
you know,
wealth
believe,
is having,
you know, for like the past 160 years, just to give you guys, you know, a little clue in.
Real and, wealth is having time to spend with your family, your children. That's what real wealth is. Wealth is
that's
having
metaphorical
friends.
Metaphorical wealth, sure. But
yeah,
that's not
okay, it's all
wealth.
Part of the. It's all part of the same concept, though.
You know,
it is.
I think if you know,
wealth
think,
is much
I think,
more than.
I mean, aren't you an atheist? Don't you believe that there's basically just a material world out there? That's all that there is. Is that you know that the objects you know out there in the world that you know that's the only thing that exists is. Is material. You know,
what about it? What's that have to do with anything?
You know, well, to me, it's like you want to come up with these kind of like metaphorical, almost like spiritual, you know, like religious notions about like what wealth is. You know, wealth is spending time with the family. And
wealth is a large concept. See, it includes the products coming off of the factory line. It also includes free time. We're a wealthy nation because we have the free time in this country to do leisure things. The fact that we have the time for leisure shows how much wealth that we have. Think about 100 or 200 years ago when you were busy for 16 hours a day toiling in your field to try to put some food on your family's table. You didn't have as much wealth back then, did you? Or was the wealth the same? Jason, will you answer my question? Was the wealth the same back then, or was the wealth more so today?
Well, first of all, you're lying because people had more free time in say surf economies than they do in modern industrial economy because there was a thing called the harvest, and then for a long period of time, like during the winter, you just kind of laid idle. I mean, you definitely worked hard in the summer and in the spring, you know, like planting things and then harvesting, but for a long period of time, people, you know, didn't do anything, you know. I mean, maybe they read a book or something if they were, you know, educated enough to know how to read.
How does that explain your communism? How does that explain the communistic school system that we have here in this country?
Well, I would completely disagree that we have a communistic school system.
Hang on, 1-800-259-9231. If you've got a question or a comment for Jason the Communist, we want to hear from you. 800. I mean, this is a rare opportunity.
Comrade Jason.
Comrade Jason. Yeah, I like that. This is a rare opportunity. There's a communist on the line, and we'll let you talk to him. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, and don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. You can grab the archives, last 6 days worth of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. No logging in required, no membership fee. Just go to freetalklive.com and get them for free. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
On the line with us, we have Comrade Jason. Jason, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Okay, you guys, now, this is basically what I'm saying. It seems to me that the government controls wealth in any type of country, and but it only ever benefits really a small group of people, and that's how it's been.
You're wrong about that, Jason. You need to really like go talk to some economists and go take a basic economics course.
You know what kings are.
The government can only suck wealth.
What is the aristocracy?
Jason, the government, are you going to listen to me? The government can only suck wealth like a parasite. It cannot necessarily control the wealth in a nation. It can just suck some off and use it to buy some things for itself and enrich its bureaucrats.
No, it very much controls wealth. Not only is it the biggest, you know, holder of money in any economy, but also
government,
the government.
Do you believe the government creates wealth?
Government is also what regulates property disputes.
Jason, hold on a second. Where is the wealth created?
Wealth is created on the assembly line.
Okay.
That's where the wealth
Stop.
Jason, just
the
answer the question.
Okay, so you're saying that the wealth is created amongst the people at a very local level. You would agree with that?
No, I would say that the wealth is usually, right now in our present system, is created, you know, by industry. It's created by these huge armies of labor that are employed by, you know, people that we normally think of as capitalists, but really they're sucking off the government tit, and through government contracts, which keep most companies alive. Look at Chrysler.
Please, but even individually,
Chrysler Plymouth was totally saved by the government in the 80s.
But
and the government have repeatedly bailed out these large companies.
You get to talk for a little bit, and then we get to ask you some questions.
That's the way it works.
Okay.
Now, individually, money flows between people. It's just on a very small level, and wealth is made when people buy and sell things. In general, people create things, you know, in the factories. You talked about the labor, and sure, that wealth trickles up and is being taken by corporations. And then even further than that, it's being taken by the government. And that's why the government has all the money that it does, is because it's taking it from the people.
It steals it at gunpoint.
You know, and I thought that, you know, that this country was founded by Europeans, and and in Europe, we still have, you know, these vestiges of the royal families. In fact, aren't some of the richest people the royal families, which were the governments of those countries?
Uh-huh.
And so, historically, it's been the government that's been the most wealthy institution. And
they got their money, Jason, by taking it from people at gunpoint. We have a question for you. Do you believe, and this is like the biggest, most number one plank in the Communist Manifesto, do you believe in the abolition of property rights, Jason?
I believe in the abolition of not property rights per se in terms of like houses and cars and owning different commodities, but definitely in terms of owning the means of production. But I don't think that everybody should share the same tools.
So you believe in the seizure of industry?
Excuse me?
You believe in the seizure of industry?
I believe in the democratization of industry. That's what I believe, that the republicanization of industry. That's what I believe in. I believe that, that workers should have a right in saying, you know, who their leaders are going to be, just
so
like
just
we do
in union.
In our country.
No, he's just a union.
He's talking about, Jason's concept is this. He wants to convert every company in this country to a company where the workers get to control all the decisions that are made, and the workers are in control of the company. Now, what Jason doesn't understand is that the free market is the best mechanism for that.
Now, what you
in the free market,
that...
Jason, you get to decide which company you want to work for. So if Company A, has an asshole for a boss, you don't have to go work for that company. You can instead go to Company B. Or if Company B has an asshole for a boss, you can find some investors and open Company C and get into the game yourself.
Or you can just, not work at all, and there's a lot of, you know, underemployed people, you know, in this country. To me, it seems
so you're not really
the whole free market idea is just Orwellian doublespeak, because it's never existed, it's never going to exist, and it's just, you know, fantasy.
Actually, the free market is a natural state
just,
of things.
I've told him that three or four times.
Where's the free market ever existed?
Actually, it existed pretty much right after the foundation of this nation.
Anytime that's labor is done under the table, free market existing in a vacuum. There you go.
Have you ever bought any marijuana, Jason?
So the black market now is the free market, is what you're saying?
More or less, except the fact that the rates are artificially inflated because demand is in, supply is reduced by
the government. That the government's, you know, controlling it. You know, just kind of like the government controls the media and just about every other.
There's a difference between control and influence.
Should the government control the media?
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe Adnan Khashoggi should. You know, maybe that. I was just reading an article by Dan Hopsicker, which is saying that GCN, the company that whose airwaves I'm speaking over, is actually owned by Adnan Khashoggi. I mean, I don't know. Is that the guy that cuts your guys' paycheck?
No.
I mean,
we don't get paid by GCN.
This major arms dealer. Where is GCN based out of? You know, that's what I'm wondering. Is it out of Florida or is it out of California?
Minneapolis,
Minnesota.
Minnesota, that's where you guys are talking from?
No, we're in Tampa Bay.
That's where GCN's.
We're in Tampa Bay through the magic of capitalism. We get to buy an ISDN line and pay a phone company a certain fee every month and have our signal sent up to GCN, which then rents some time from a satellite company, and then they put us up on the satellite, and the satellite shoots us down all over the earth, and then different radio stations pick up that signal and rebroadcast it. It's really a wondrous thing that was brought to you by a semi-free market. Communism would never have thought it up, Jason.
Well, you know, it seems to me that, at least if what Dan Hopsicker is saying is true, that you guys are actually owned by Adnan Khashoggi, one of the biggest arms
dealers. No, actually, nobody owns me. Nobody owns me. This is my show. GCN doesn't own this show.
GCN doesn't own the show, but they own the airtime that that you guys brought out.
That's paying for via a partially free market. Because we have that option.
See, you're not even a communist, Jason. We determined tonight that you're actually a socialist. You're not really a communist.
I definitely believe that, you know, people have the right to control, the production, you know, I'm just not willing to say that everybody should share the same toothbrush. Or that, I'm not willing to go there. But
all right, we're gonna let you go soon. Guys, do you have any other questions for Jason?
I can't see how you can own a car or a house or a toothbrush or anything else and can't own the means of production. The fact is, as an artist, I would be able to produce things with my hands. Then if I produced a tool to help make me do it a little better, do I then own the means of production? At what point is something the means of production?
No, because you're on an end of things, you know, industry that's really, you know, towards the end of production. I mean, when you think about you don't make your own cameras. You're not like a camera producer. You're not the guy that's making, you know, the photo paper that that you're making your prints on. So, I mean, you're somebody that uses a tool, not that produces one. So, I mean, I don't think that, you can really, you know, think of yourself as, as a means of production per se in terms of, you know.
All right, comrade, you got final words. Go for it.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, the government controls the wealth in our country, but it only benefits a small group of people. You know, I think that it's time for, you know, the people to control the wealth instead.
All right. Well, you have fun with your communist revolution over there in California, and we're going to go bring the free market to New Hampshire, and we'll see which state has the most wealth after another 5 years. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. There's no doubt the free market works and communism doesn't. The time has proven that. Even a semi-free market destroys communist states as far as wealth creation. And no, government could never create wealth. It can only destroy it. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, so take control.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom, and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes. Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave Patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political, personal, something, somewhere in between. Whatever's on your mind goes at 800-259-9231. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. You can tune into our live streaming. We got a high quality live stream. We got a low quality live stream. Something for all sorts of different internet connections. So log on and tune in there. If your local radio station just isn't cutting it, if you're on the very edge of their signal or something like that. Otherwise, if you're in range with a local station, we definitely want you to listen to them and support their advertisers and let them know that you really appreciate them putting Free Talk Live on the air. And if there is no station that carries Free Talk Live in your area, call your local talk stations tomorrow during business hours. Ask for the program director. And tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live. Tell them you're sick of listening to that xenophobe bigot at night, and you want to hear Free Talk Live, okay? So, 800-259-9231. Johnson, you had a challenge for Jason.
Yeah, I want to know where there's literature, whatnot, that supports your particular brand of socialism. So what I want you to do
this is
I want
Comrade
you,
Jason, right?
Yeah, Comrade Jason. I want to know who agrees with your particular brand of viewpoints, and so
or vice versa,
or
with whom's viewpoints do you agree?
Yeah, exactly. So that I can, I'd love to read some stuff about that. So if you can, post some links on our message board at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, do that. 800-259-9231. I'm kind of debating, though, whether we should call him Comrade Jason or Jason the Communist, because I think when we say Comrade Jason, people might think that we agree with
him. Well, we found out
he's
not a communist.
Well, that's true. So Socialist Jason, I guess. Or something like that, Jason. Wanted to talk about wealth, since he brought it up, and since he has a serious misunderstanding about what wealth is, and I'm sure there's a few of you out there that aren't really sure what wealth is. I think it's important that we clarify it.
Okay.
And in clarifying what wealth is, also clarify a few concepts that are very important about wealth. And the most important thing that you need to know about wealth is that it's unlimited. And this is from an excellent book, Dr. Mary Ruart's Healing Our World. Highly recommend this one. To determine whether we shortchange ourselves by choosing taxation and other forms of aggression as a means to our ends, we must understand what wealth is and where it comes from. We usually equate money with wealth, and I think a lot of communists make that mistake. But there are really very different things. Imagine a person stranded on a desert island, without food, water, shelter, or medicine, but he happens to have $1 billion in gold coin. Is that man wealthy?
That's exactly what I was trying to say with the whole artist thing. That's exactly what I was trying to get at.
Hardly. Of course he's not wealthy. Food, water, shelter, and medicine are prerequisites for physical survival. Those are true wealth. Money's valuable only if it can be exchanged for something of value, such as goods or services. Money is only a measure of how much of the available wealth a person has access to. If no wealth is available, money is completely worthless. Just how much wealth is available? Well, imagine the total wealth in the world 2,000 years ago. Did even the richest of the ancients have access to antibiotics, anesthetics, or surgery when their children had appendicitis? Could their entertainers give them the same quality, selection, and special effects that are now available on television? Could they find out about events on the other side of the globe a few minutes after they occurred? Could they reach out and touch family members who had migrated to faraway lands? Could they visit their distant relatives after a few hours in the friendly skies? Not only that, here's a few that I have to add. Did they have refrigeration? Did they have air conditioning? Did they have heating? All of these basic things that we have in life, did they have telephones?
Well, Jason wasn't arguing for that. He was arguing that it was the means of production was, in fact,
wealth. But Jason doesn't understand that all of these wonderful, wealthy things that we have came from the free market, or the relatively free market. We're kind of coasting right now in America.
Yeah.
We're kind of coasting on the freedoms that we had. When this country was founded, you know, after the pilgrims figured out that the free market works and socialism doesn't, we talked about that last week, after they figured that out, we kind of had the whole revolution thing and put this constitution together, which basically granted people the freedom to do as they chose, the freedom to own property. And that's what rights are derived from. Your rights are derived from the ability to actually own property. And so we had all of this huge level of freedom 200 years ago, and after about 100 years of having so much freedom, they started to take it away. In the early part of the 20th century is really when the government started to clamp down on the freedoms in this country, and now they're clamping down even harder and even harder. It's going to strangle out the wealth creation in this country. But all the good things we have today are not a result of being in a socialist nation. They're not a result of what happened in North Korea, because they are still living in shacks.
Now, here's something else that just kind of came to mind here while I was thinking about that, is what Jason, what it sounds like what he said that he wanted is he wants this like little version of like a mini socialism. He wants a socialism within a company. Right? So will the workers control that company?
But he makes it sound like that, but the only way that could ever happen across all companies is for the government to mandate it.
I'm getting to a point here.
Okay.
Yeah, and obviously he wants that kind of force to be applied to these companies.
He'll never admit it, though.
Right. Now, so we have that socialist company. Now, and that company could exist within a free market.
Yes, it could.
If someone wanted to set up that company, they could go right ahead and have a company completely controlled by the workers where everyone has an equal say.
They're called employee-owned.
Right. Of course, you know what would happen to that company, right? Especially the larger it got. It wouldn't be able to react fast enough. People wouldn't be able to make decisions quick enough. That company would die horribly. And that's why that type of thing needs to not happen
ever. It would
be
a lumbering behemoth in the...
Right.
People have to be able to make decisions quickly.
Even if they're the wrong decisions. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259.
You make enough wrong decisions, your company's out of game, too.
1-800-259-9231, and your company should deserve to go out of, you know, get out of the game. If you can't hack it, if you can't make the right decisions, you deserve to die as a company.
Not be propped up by the government.
Yeah, and not be propped up. We're going to come back with more about wealth. It's an interesting concept, and most people don't know much about it. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come. So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. Get interactive with us about anything that might happen to be on your mind. And don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com and you can get interactive with the bulletin board system. We've got hundreds of users there, thousands of listeners, thousands of posts. Although it will be thousands of
members.
Not really, eventually.
They don't listen to it. They sort of, you know, belong.
Exactly. They're members of the bulletin board system. It's free, so log on at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And we're talking about wealth, which is a concept that most people, I don't think, really understand. And I say that because when I graduated high school, I had no grasp whatsoever on wealth. In fact, I don't even know if I knew what the word was. Out of high school. How about you guys?
Well, and most high schoolers today.
Well, I would have known what a wealthy person was, a person who had a lot of money. It was what I would have thought of them as. I mean, and by definition in our society, that's true. If you have a lot of money, you are wealthy.
I think I kind of had an idea of wealth when I graduated high school. But then again, I went to a private school. So.
A good point. Good point. All right. So continuing with Mary Ruart's definitions here, she's talking about all the things that they didn't have 2,000 years ago. I mean, think about it. They didn't have air conditioning. They didn't have automobiles. They didn't have the most basic necessities of life that we do and that we take for granted every day today. Now, where did they get, where do we get all this wealth that we have today? Well, the Earth certainly did not get an additional endowment of natural resources between ancient times and the present. Instead, we discovered new ways to use existing resources. Coal, oil, natural gas give us unprecedented amount of power. We transmit this power over electrical wires and send communications via satellite. The antibiotics produced by fungi have been harnessed to fight infectious bacteria that invade our bodies. We stimulate our immune system with vaccines so that the ancient plagues have all but vanished. Artificial wings fly us all over the globe. Mass production, assembly lines, and robotics help to replicate the wealth-creating ideas. The new wealth allows creation of still greater wealth. Did you catch that? When you create some wealth, it allows you that new thing, the new products, the new services that you created, can then combine to make something that you never even thought of initially. What, something that was beyond your concepts, basically. For example, the energy trapped in fossil fuels lets us create new metal alloys that require higher smelting temperatures than wood can provide. And one idea leads to the next. We see that specific ideas on better uses for existing resources and this replication of these ideas are the real source of wealth. Natural resources are like seeds that grow into wealth when they're nurtured and developed by individuals acting alone or in concert. For example, oil was once considered a nuisance that contaminated good farmland.
Yeah.
What's that black stuff? Get it out of here! Well, not until enterprising individuals discovered how to pump, refine, and use it. And the key word there is enterprising, mm-hmm. meaning they were in search of a profit.
Yeah, not the people, by the way, that worked their butts off doing it. It's the people that thought of the idea.
Exactly. And so these enterprising individuals figured out how to pump, refine, and use it. Did oil turn into, then, black gold? And it became worth something. Even water must be developed before it can quench our thirst, you know, draw it from a stream and then processing it and all that. So all of this is part of the market. And if you don't let the free market do its magic, you live in poverty, like North Korea or Cuba or your other favorite dictatorship where the market is controlled. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We got more coming up, and it's your show. So dial in at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. If you're tired...